AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's been touting billions of dollars of energy and tech investments at an event in Pittsburgh.
We believe that America's destiny is to dominate every industry and be the first in every technology. And that includes being the world's number one superpower in artificial intelligence. And we are way ahead of China, I have to say.
The president says he'll probably announce tariffs on pharmaceutical drugs at the end of the month, but will start low to give companies a year to build factories in the U.S. He says computer chips will face a similar style of tariffs. On tariffs for smaller nations, Trump says he's planning one for all of them at a little over 10%. A federal grand jury's indicted the man accused of fatally shooting Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, acting U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson.
This indictment includes a notice of special findings. These special findings are the first step towards seeking the death penalty against defendant Vance Belter. The ultimate decision as to whether to seek the death penalty will not come for several months.
And Lisa Dwyer reports on a political uproar in Cuba.
Cuba's Minister of Labor and Social Security, Marta Elena Fieto Cabrera, faced a wave of criticism after claiming that there are no beggars in Cuba, calling their activities illegal self-employment that violates the tax system because they are not paying anything to the Cuban tax system, adding that when someone is on the street cleaning windshields, that they are not a vagrant, but a person that has found an easy way to make a living. Her comments during a National Assembly committee meeting went viral, prompting calls for her impeachment. This man says that he collects cans because he does not have any money. Cuba has seen its GDP decline about 11% in the past 5 years, leaving the elderly begging or scavenging through garbage. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. One of golf's biggest names is getting ready for a major homecoming. Githan Coolbaugh has a preview of this week's British Open.
All eyes are on Rory McIlroy entering golf's final major of the year.
It's really nice to be back and obviously very, very excited for the week.
The 153rd British Open, officially known as the Open Championship, starts Thursday at Royal Portrush in Masters winner McIlroy's native Northern Ireland.
It's lovely to be coming in here already with the major and everything else that's happened this year.
World number two McIlroy and world number one Scottie Scheffler are the leading favorites. Xander Schauffele won the event last year. Shane Lowry won the last time at Royal Portrush in 2019. The 137-year-old course is hosting the Open for the third time with nearly 300,000 expected spectators. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More stories and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.